Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I apologize. I forgot to unmute my microphone. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm talking away and I look down and I'm like, oh, no, I still have my mic muted. Apologize for that. Got a big breaking news story out of Washington, D.C. this morning. Dell's CEO, Michael Dell, has donated $6 billion, with a B, $6 billion to start Donald Trump's new Trump accounts for America's kids. This is going to be unbelievable for newborns. Jumpstart savings account that's going to happen basically starting as soon as next year. This is going to start in 2026. And basically, this is going to be how it works. White House launches Trump accounts to help kids save money. Get them financially informed, engaged. As they get older, they will learn about this account called a Trump account. They're going to know who gave it to them. They're going to know who started this in 2025. Trump's making a huge announcement at 2:30 this afternoon, but this is basically how it's going to work. It will start off with an account with $1,000 from the U.S. government for babies. Every child born, I believe they said from 2026 through 2029 to begin with, will be given $1,000 directly from the U.S. government. The money is going to be invested into stocks and ETFs. Even the Democrats, Cory Barker, I'm excited for this new initiative for families. I'm excited for the kids' futures. I'm excited about this program. Now, this money being invested will be tax-free until it's able to be withdrawn at age 18. Citizens born with no income limit for the family. It's starting this year and going through 2028, Trump's term in office. So babies beginning right now that are born before the end of the year and through 2028 will get this money. They also, the parents, which they all do this now in the hospitals anyway, they get a Social Security number for the newborn. So they have a Social Security number, and they get the money put into a stock account and ETFs. And I'm not sure what those are. I'm going to look it up during the break. And how it's going to work, parents, family members, grandparents, can contribute up to $5,000 annually into these accounts. Their employers, the mom and dad's employers, can donate up to $2,500. Money can be accessible, withdrawn at age 18 for education and other qualifying uses. I'm not sure what the qualifying uses are, but we will definitely probably learn about those at 2:30 this afternoon. After the age of 18, the accounts will then turn into a traditional IRA, investment retirement account. So it'll basically turn in on automatically into an IRA for the child. Well, of course, they can donate into it themselves. They can manage it themselves. They can take it over and basically be able to see the fund continue to grow tax-free until retirement. So again, this money is tax-free right now until age 18 when they withdraw it. What they probably take out money for college, technical schools, whatever it is they want to use it for. Maybe they even have the ability of qualifying use, might be able to use it for a down payment, closing costs on buying a house. Big, huge announcement coming out of the White House. Donald Trump going to be speaking at 2:30 today. So basically be in a situation where they are creating savings accounts, investment accounts for newborns. Pretty interesting concept. And this is going to drive some Democrats crazy, is because they're calling them Trump accounts. Well, it's under this president that these accounts were created. And it looks like, according to the news story, babies born this year yet in December through his final year in office of 2028. So we'll see how this goes. Let's see how the public reacts to it. Will this potentially motivate those young parents that have been thinking about having children? Will this kind of push them over the edge? Convince them to, yeah, let's go ahead and start our family so they can take advantage of these accounts for their children? We shall see. If this spikes a baby boom, increase our U.S. citizens here born in the United States, it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this plays out, especially in next year's midterm elections. Politicians always do something for a reason. Not that it's just good for the country, it's not good for young people, it's not good for young families, but would this be a winner politically? Is this something that will be perceived as being a good thing with the general public? So, very, very interesting. Breaking story. Michael Dell. Now, it's kind of interesting because we had to replace some computers here in the studio, and two of the computers that we purchased were Dells. I don't know if that's a God thing or not, but they were reconditioned Dells. We got them from PC Liquidators. If you've never bought anything for computers or anything electronic, check them out. PC Liquidators down in Florida. They take in old computers and basically rebuild them. New motherboards, new circuit boards, new sound cards. They update and replace the drives in them. We got them at very substantial savings through PC Liquidators down in Florida. And both of them, the two main computers we bought, were Dells. So kind of interesting that he's donating that much money. Michael Dell, as a matter of fact, the founder of Dell Technologies, he is going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. Michael Dell, Dell Technologies, donating $6 billion with a B dollars to these Trump accounts to jumpstart them. Now, here is another thing I want to mention. Will this trigger other billionaires, companies, to fund these Trump accounts as well? Are the donations into these Trump accounts, are they tax deductible? I'm not sure, but if these other companies, billionaires, dump money into this as well, this is going to be very, very interesting how this thing might be fully funded with the private sector. Won't be coming from the U.S. Treasury, will be coming from these investors. So, pretty interesting. $1,000 from the U.S. government for babies. So, we'll see where this goes. Pretty interesting breaking news this morning coming out of Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, looking back here at Lansing, Hump Day went... excuse me. Been talking too much. Hump Day Wednesday in Lansing, today and tomorrow, they're going to be in session. Question going to be, how much are they going to get done? How much are they going to get passed? What exactly are they going to do? So we'll keep an eye on that, see if there's any particular bills that catch our eyes. One of them definitely is something that I caught this morning preparing for the show. And we're going to have a conversation with Tristan Cole about this on Friday. 2019 auto insurance reform went fully into effect in 2021. Well, according to On Average, they're saying auto insurance premiums have dropped $357 per year per vehicle, 18.8% between 2019 and 2024. Evidence that the no-fault reforms made in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first few months in office are starting to save ratepayers. This is according to a study that was released yesterday. Department of Insurance Financial Services reported that the study by the consulting company Milliman Incorporated found that the personal injury protection premiums, the PIP portions of your car insurance, the portion that covers your medical and related non-medical expenses after crashes, fell by $369 per vehicle. Well, we're going to continue on, wrap this story up. Final segment of our number one, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, wrapping up this study report that came out yesterday about auto insurance reform passed back in 2019, took full effect in 2021. While they released the study through 2024 last year, and they found that on average, $357 in savings per year per vehicle. Most of this is changes with regards to what's called PIP, Personal Injury Protection Premium. Even Michiganders who kept unlimited medical coverage saw savings, largely because the reforms lowered the charge for the MCCA fund, which of course is the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association. Five major insurance companies back in the 1970s, when this Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association was formed, have been putting away money, savings, getting interest, growing the fund to cover unlimited catastrophic insurance claims. Michigan was the only state in the country that had it. Well, they reformed it, and they also, lowering the charge for the fees per vehicle, also introduced a medical fee schedule as far as what they would be willing to pay to medical providers based on somebody who gets hurt in a catastrophic automobile accident. Also, liability coverage premiums for damages to others increased only slightly. The average liability premium rose only $21 per year per vehicle, while premiums for physical damage coverage basically remained steady. In geographic terms, And this was the main driving force for the reform. You remember I reported that Mayor Mike Duggan of Detroit was there. Also, Sam Bernstein's family, the kids were there. All the trial lawyers were there. They tried desperately to lower the costs for Wayne County, specifically Detroit. Residents of Wayne County, home to Detroit and historically one of the state's most costly insurance markets, saw the biggest reductions. They're in this report reportedly having saved $539 per insured vehicle when it comes to their PIP insurance. The new analysis confirms that Michigan's bipartisan no-fault insurance reforms are delivering real measurable savings for drivers and employers, said Michigan Chamber of Commerce Wendy Block, spokesperson. The data shows these consumer-focused reforms expanded choice, lowered costs, and strengthened the insurance market. However, the savings, when put into perspective, aren't really saving at all, according to the Michigan Home Care and Hospice Association, the MHHA. They came out with a statement saying the cost of the initial hospitalization, on average, is more than 40 times the $357 consumers are saving on their insurance. This according to their president CEO, Laura Haynes. According to a recent JAMA Network open study, using national inpatient trauma data, motor vehicle collisions had a median average inpatient cost of $15,412 per patient. That only covers the acute hospital stay before factoring in long-term rehabilitation, potential attendant care, home modifications, ongoing medical support, and caregiver services that are often needed after a catastrophic injury. No one should suffer diminished care simply because the system prioritized cost savings over human needs. A policy that saves drivers less than $30 per month on premiums, yet strands injured survivors without access to medically necessary care, is not a balanced and fair reform. It is deeply flawed and incomplete. According to the report, the cost savings extended beyond consumers. From the insurance company's perspective, the cost of providing auto insurance coverage fell by $347 per vehicle under the new reform system, mostly attributable to the PIP savings. So here's the pro and cons, my takeaway on this whole thing. They basically changed catastrophic care. They reduced the amount of reimbursements that they were giving to some of these companies. They reduced the amount of money that they are going to give family members, usually stay home and provide care for these people that are catastrophically injured. They're paralyzed. They're in a wheelchair. They have to have a ramp built on their home. They have to have a vehicle that will accept a wheelchair. There's all kinds of costs, all kinds of expenses. We'll talk about it with Tristan Cole, Farm Bureau Insurance, on Friday.